I am so thrilled. This is the first time in my whole life that I got to wear my academic hood, showing that I'm a master of divinity, and that I have a chance to speak to our young people. To you who are gathered here, congratulations on hitting a milestone. You didn't hit the end of a journey. And you're going to have a lot of milestones. You're going to have a lot of successes. There's another milestone the day you get married, the day you have your first child, the day your life ends. Are all steps on the rung of a ladder that starts really before you were born, because God knew you then, and your journey continues on that ladder as you ascend to heaven. I'd like to do three things with you today. First, I'd like to ask you, the four of you, to close your eyes, please. And I want you to visualize where you might be 10 years from now. And I also want you to visualize your parents and your family and friends smiling and patting you on your back for a job well done. Keep up the good work. You may open your eyes. Carry that visualization with you as you go on to college, because there will be times when that visualization will be challenged. It probably hasn't escaped your notice, the four of you. Death there, the five. Who am I missing? You swear? Okay. Sorry. Where's the fifth one? I love being a professor. You're never wrong. You are always going to live in a creative tension between the culture that you live in and the church that you attend. It can't have escaped your notice that Jesus teaches us to do some wild things. He turns the culture upside down often. He works that way in order to stimulate our imaginations and to make us understand that we are children of God. Now, the culture is always going to be attacking us. But let's not get too mad at the culture. Our culture is filled with terrific things. Our culture has in it the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States. It has the Federalist Papers. It is filled with wonderful people that you have met. We do not live in a culture that will, in and of itself, swallow you up. But you must be careful. The culture rises to its highest, to its heights, in its great moments. But remember, ours is a culture that turned soldiers loose recently to torture people. That's a bad thing. And your presence in church helps you to understand that there'll be times when you're going to be asked to do things that are wrong. I worked for a company that made it a point to drive union members out of the employment ranks. And fortunately, we had some wonderful people on board who refused to do it. You may be asked to do some of these things. And in college, I assure you, you're going to be asked to do some crazy things. particularly if you get to be a Phi Kappa Psi. You will always be in tension. It won't go away. Don't worry about it. Tension is how we learn and how we are created, and we have wonderful experiences as a result of that. Let's now focus on your citizenship in the kingdom of God. The Gospel of Mark starts with these wonderful words that I freely translate and I steal shamelessly from Dallas Willard. Jesus came and said, "Hey, everybody, there's a new game in town. God is with us. And I encourage you all to rearrange your lives and your priorities because this new dispensation from above is life-changing." Were I to hold up today's paper, you would see that one of God's greatest gifts to you, free will, is greatly misused. Today's paper, I don't even need to look at it. It's full of murder, of burglary, of rape, of war. The world can be a very dangerous place. You are a citizen of that world, but you're also a citizen of the kingdom of God. And what does He give you for tools to live in this world? As far as I can tell, He gives you three. He gives you love, which we're going to talk about. He gives you a passion for justice. And He gives you hope. Let's talk about love for a minute. The whole belief, we heard it even in the call of Isaiah this morning. God's love pours down around us like honey. It encases us. It surrounds us. Love is the most incredible force in the world. Unfortunately, our English word says things like, "I'd love to go to the movies with you today." I'm not talking about loving to go to the movies. I'm talking about love with a great big L. The biggest L you ever saw. And love generates the products of our life together. Love gives us joy. Love gives us peace. Love gives us patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. I just stole that from the book of Galatians, chapter 3. Love is what gives us our entire quality of life. And it is always there for you to grasp. Will you have dry spells on your voyage? You sure will. Will there be times when you don't feel that you can tap that spigot of love? There will be. But that's why being a citizen of the kingdom of God is so cool. Because wherever you find yourself, there's always a church. And there's always your family waiting for you. It may not be this family, but they got great churches in New Haven, Connecticut. They got great churches anywhere in the world. And that is where God finds you. And you find Him. When we think about justice, think about good old St. Francis, your patron saint. A little statue right out here with a wolf sitting next to him. That wolf is there because St. Francis got tired of hearing how that wolf in Italy would sneak into town and start eating people. He made a deal with the wolf. He made peace with the wolf. And justice is that which causes us to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit the prisoners, heal those who are lame, and give sight to the blind. Justice is a fair shake for everybody that you meet. Justice is caused because we understand that Christ is in every person that we meet. Justice is the thing that we have passion for, where we're willing to stand up and be counted on the right side of justice. The third thing I want to tell you, which is a tool that you take with you, is the category we call hope. We have prayed with people who are on their, in the last days of their life. And we've had people say to us, "Don't worry, Father Jim, there's no bad outcome from this." Hope allows you to do what St. Paul said, to take every single event in your life and turn it to something you can use. A broken leg, a broken neck, a broken relationship, a broken life can all become part of a biography that praises God. You watch for this as you're growing up. It's the most remarkable thing as you look back and some of your greatest disappointments turn out to be those things that made you really strong and insightful. Bear in mind that it's people who have suffered from addiction who often are the best counselors and teachers and healers of others that have such. We give you the tools. And while this is a milestone, it is not to rest on your oars in any way. You are to take love, justice, and hope, put them in your wallet, and use them for the rest of your life. God will give you that strength. He will find you. He found Isaiah. And He has found you. You were all called to be here this morning for me to put you to sleep. And for me to give you some sense that we send you on your way, knowing that you, in your toolkit, are the ways to say no to the culture when it calls you to do evil, when it allows you to stand and allows you to become the people that God intends for you to be. His love never leaves you. No matter what situation you're in, He is there before you. And He will wait for you eagerly on the last day of your life. Amen.